A double hurricane wallop leaves Cuba in dire straits. Thousands of Christians flee Orissa's spreading violence. And the finish line nears for a Bible translation team in rural Peru. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hurricanes Gustav and Ike together delivered the worst hurricane-related blow in Cuba's history. Damage estimates are coming in at $5 billion.
The real needs now in the country are food and construction material, but especially food.
That's Rodolfo Juarez, who works with the Council of Churches. How long will it take to recover from the storms?
Nobody knows. This is a poor country, and still, in some area, we are suffering the effect of Michelle, one hurricane that passed in 2003. So most of the province has no electricity yet.
International aide Sonny Enrique says that they're supporting the ministry efforts of the council to get emergency relief in, with plans to help address longer-term medical needs.
Whatever little they have has been wiped away. So essential medicines and the polyclinic that exists in Pinar del Rio has also been damaged. And when a church comes to the need of the people at their point of desperation, people are so open to listen to the gospel.
Next, the spread of violence in India's Orissa state is becoming wider and wider. Rampaging Hindu extremists are difficult for local authorities to control. India Partners' Dr. Iris Paul has seen the downward spiral firsthand.
They want all our help, but they do not want us to pray or tell anything about Jesus Christ. And the only motive of our staying there is to share our love, but we don't force anyone to accept Christ as Lord and Savior, irrespective of who they are, even the government officials or a tribal.
Dr. Paul's hospital ministry was forced to close 9 years ago. She's still reaching out in other ways, even to the persecutors.
The persecution that the Christians have to face is really very realistic. And though none of my missionaries died, I know people who have been killed and churches burned. So that's hard to take.
Pray for Indian believers and that the situation will calm down and stop spreading. You're listening to Mission Network News. While Thailand has a new prime minister, the wind of political unrest continues. But that hasn't stopped the work of New Life Church. They're visiting homes once a month with the desire to build friendships. Book of Hope's Chad Causey says they began partnering with the church because they needed children's resources. So they gave them The God Man, the 3D animated film on the life of Christ.
So a new program that we've piloted with them is for them to be able to take a copy of The God Man to each and every home that they visit, and inviting the families to watch and then coming back around over the next few weeks to talk about what they thought of the movie and all of a sudden the children are becoming part of the conversation.
Causey says the strategy is growing.
We've seen this strategy emerging in India. We've seen it in Argentina. It's showing up all over the world, and it's a phenomenal strategy. Because it really builds relationships and it builds trust.
Meanwhile, Bethany Christian Services is narrowing its focus on the mission of a brand new day. Many people think Bethany only is an adoption agency. Bethany says they're a Christ-centered organization that compassionately cares for children by providing social services. They want the communities they're working with to understand the concept of a brand new day and understand how the hope of the gospel frames everything they do. And Wycliffe Bible Translators is celebrating a team of Bible translators working in southeastern Peru. The team hopes to see the New Testament project of the Kalina finished in 2010. 400 people speaking this dialect need the gospel in their heart language. The team's also working on writing other linguistic tools, too. Pray for the team as they revise the final and most difficult books. Also pray that the Lord will work in the hearts of the people and provide strong spiritual leaders. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution against Christians is growing around the world. For a suggested donation, MNN wants to help you learn about it with a book and CD called Better Than Life. These two resources will tell you about today's persecuted believers, while the music will inspire you to share your faith no matter what the cost. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.